Proclamation number 8753, dated the February 14th, 1964. Free will must accept spiritual knowledge. Wherever you have the opportunity to clarify spiritual matters, make use of it, and you can always be assured of my support. For nothing approaches you accidentally. Everything is ordained by me as I recognize it to be useful and beneficial for people's souls. Much error must still be clarified, and I know which people are of good will. I try to convey the truth to these so that they will begin to understand and don't pass on their misunderstanding to their fellow human beings' detriment. But I can only ever take effect where people's will applies to me, so that no further opposition exists towards me as God and Creator, for such opposition obstructs all avenues and prevents a person from accepting what is conveyed to him as truth. I am a God of love, wisdom and power, and yet committed to my law of eternal order. I cannot infringe against this law myself because I am a supremely perfect being. Consequently, this eternal law was also devised according to my perfection. And thus I cannot, by virtue of my power, enslave a created free being by imposing my will on it. And by virtue of his free will, the human being can know the truth but also believe the most blatant error without being hindered by me. However, the slightest will to know the truth will assure it to him, because I have the power to do so and because I recognize the will and thus arrange everything such that the person is guided into the truth. Everyone willing to serve me, thus everyone who works in the sense of enlightening his fellow human beings, must be spiritually awakened himself, that is, he must have an intimate mental bond with me and through loving activity so deepen this intimate bond that he thereby establishes contact with me, thus enabling my influx of love which demonstrates itself in the form of transmitting the truth. Only when he has the truth himself can he pass it on to other people, and then I will bless him and truly provide him with an abundance of spiritual thoughts, and he will not need his intellect as much if he listens to the voice of his heart. He will let himself be more guided by his feeling and can still very successfully accomplish his work because he can always be certain of my support when it concerns that light shall be carried among people. You must just allow yourselves to be guided without resistance, that is, comply with all inner instructions which you experience as your own but which will always be caused by my will, which gives you the right thoughts. I can use anyone who merely feels the inner urge to possess the truth and to pass it on as a suitable laborer in my vineyard, for he will only ever work according to my will which he feels within as his own desire and, therefore, which he would like to live up to. And I will smooth his every way and also guide his thinking right. Yet there are only a few who seek enlightenment and approach the source of light. There are only a few who are not satisfied with the spiritual knowledge they receive from outside, who try to get to the bottom of everything and are in heartfelt contact with me. Therefore the truth can only rarely be conveyed to earth from my side. Nevertheless, it will be spread because the light prevails and will time and again shine for those who want to leave the darkness. And the deeper they penetrate the truth, the stronger their inner urge to enlighten their fellow human beings is, and then a person will be a true worker in my vineyard, for he will tell people on my behalf what they should and indeed could know if only they opened their hearts to let bright light shine into them. And even though there are only a few, they will nevertheless not work in vain, for the effectiveness of the strength of light should not be underestimated. And therefore just pay attention to my guidance and also accept every happening as divine providence, for I alone know people's hearts and I alone know what their souls need in order to mature fully. Amen.